Wagner back, and this is who we're talking about here. Put a little musical note to this, but Ralph, this information you're putting out about Jesse in your new book is pretty incredible. Mike, do you have anything else to add before I drop you?
Yes, sir, Clay and Ralph, I do. I'd just like to quickly mention also that John Wilkes Booth was an actor. That's what they tell us, but they don't also mention as well the fact that he was a British actor.
Okay.
And so there we have all the invisible threads coming together to show for sure the conspiracy with these international bankers emanating from their bank in London. That's their headquarters at the time. And orchestrating this war over here that Ralph is perfectly explaining to us. So, gentlemen, I just want to thank you for your patriotism. And God bless the Republic. And a Merry Christmas to you if I don't talk to you.
All right.
Until then.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen.
Well, yeah, John Wilkes Booth was also a member of the Masonic Lodge.
And it seemed to a person that really got prosecuted behind all that was Dr. Mudd.
Yeah, well, Dr. Mudd was charged with the crime. He wasn't found, he was not hanged. They hanged eight others who were. But the point is that the story's far bigger than that. Let me go. I was just finishing up with the Russia's involvement in the Civil War. The second documentation we've got are the pictures taken by Matthew Brady. Matthew Brady was the photographer who toured the entire war, probably took thousands of pictures. They're still being used as documentation of how horrible that war was. And he's got pictures in his collection of the Russian ship called the Ostiava sitting in the port of, I think it was someplace in North Carolina. So we now know for certain that Russia was involved, but none of the historians of the day, even today, write about it. Let's finish the story about the Tsar. The Tsar charged America $7.2 million for the use of the fleet. Lincoln realized that there was no way to pay the Russians for the use of the fleet to save the North, because the Tsar issued orders to his admirals that you were to take orders only and directly from Abraham Lincoln, meaning if you see an act of intrusion where the northern ship is being fired upon by a southern blockade runner, you are to intervene and sink that the ship. And so the Tsar of Russia, after the war was over, America had a problem. How do we pay for the fleet? There is no authority for our under the basic Constitution for our government to give $1 of our money, taxpayers' money, to a foreign nation. Foreign aid is unconstitutional. Although I said a few minutes ago that the Constitution is null and void, that's for today. But back in those days, there was only one way to pay a foreign nation, and that was through the purchase of land.
All right, hold on a minute, and I certainly want to hear this. We're talking with Ralph Epperson, and if you want to get the Free American Magazine and help get it out there and get this kind of truth out there with this kind of show, then call me at 888-678-1444.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
All right. We're back. My guest is Ralph Emerson, and I've got Elvis on the line with us. I want to talk to you, Ralph. Go ahead, WW.
Good morning, Ralph. Ralph, you said it's unconstitutional for us to send foreign aid to other countries with our money?
Yes.
Ralph.
Ralph, can you hear Elvis?
Yes, I heard what he said. He's repeating what I said. There is no constitutional authority to give any money to a foreign nation.
Right. The other question I had, Ralph, is how many copies of The Unseen Hand have you sold? I've had people who read that book who are dead now, and they said that was one of the best books they've ever read.
Well, they're very kind. I appreciate that. I've sold about 150,000 copies of the book.
150,000. Let me ask you this, Ralph. Without reading the book, I haven't read the book. He said it was an awakening. There's a secret thing in the, not a secret thing, but there's something in the book that we all should realize. What would you say to help you sell a book today, there, Ralph?
Well, it's purely a it's a work of history. Because it points out with documentation that there is a conspiracy, and it's been actively involved in America's past since about 1600.
Well, the man who brought it, his name was, I used to talk to him on the internet all the time, his name was Revelator, and that's what he said. He said, Ralph Everson's book, The Unseen Hand, is a must that everybody should read before they die. Really? And I still haven't been able to read it, Ralph, but I'm glad that you're on Clay's show today in RBN and you're getting out all over the airwaves. I'm sure a lot of people have been hearing about you for the first time.
Well, I've got the book. It's still being sold. I sell it out of my home here in Tucson. If you want a copy of it, just call me and let's talk. You could go to a bookstore and they'll order it for you. Go to Amazon.com and get it. All the major bookstores around the country sell it, so it's available.
Okay, Ralph. I want to get that back in stock too, Ralph. We'll talk to you about that later. All right, Debbie, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Clay. Bye.
Okay, now we've got a way. There's only one way to transfer money to a foreign nation. That's when we buy land. The Louisiana Purchase was the first one where we had done that. So Lincoln realized the only way to get money into the hands of the Russian government was to buy land. So we bought Alaska as a way of transferring money to the Russian government for the use of the fleet for saving the North. If Russia, when the Russian government got into the fray, England and France canceled the orders for the South in 1863, in the middle of the year. So that meant that the war was basically over because they couldn't get the goods in there to fight the war. So the North had been saved by Russia. It's quite likely that if Russia did not intervene, the North could have lost the war. No one knows. There's no way to know. But with the support of the English and French government, it's quite likely the South could have won. So we bought Alaska. Now, they call that Seward's Folly, but it was a very legitimate way of transferring money to pay for the saving of the North. The Tsar of Russia that did this was later assassinated, I think, in 1882. But World War I's major purpose was to destroy the Tsar of Russia and get the whole family out of the government of Russia's affairs. So one more thing. I want to go back to the year 1875. Alan Pinkerton of the Pinkerton Detective Agency got a bomb from the arsenal, an army arsenal, I think in Illinois someplace, to take it and throw it in the house of Jesse James's family, his mother, his stepfather, and their young son, Archie Samuel, Jesse's half-brother. The bomb exploded and blew off the lower right portion of Zerella James, the mother of Jesse's, blew off her right arm and killed little Archie Samuel, who was like 9 years old, I think, if I remember. I wrote this book, a couple of years ago, and some of the details are still a little fuzzy. But anyway, Alan Pinkerton was a member of the Masonic Lodge, and Masons don't prosecute fellow Masons. So between the years of 1865 and 1882, something like 17 years, Alan Pinkerton was hired by the railroads to catch Jesse James and Frank, and he never did because Jesse and Frank were both members of the Masonic Lodge. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
He was collecting money, but intentionally was never going to find him. Now, the Knights of the Golden Circle assassinated Abraham Lincoln. I have a copy of a book. It's a photocopy of a book that was published 4 months after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, and it says categorically and then proves that the Knights of the Golden Circle planned the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And I ask anyone that's listening to go into any book you want on the Southern, on the Civil War, and you'll not find a mention of this organization. They planned the Civil War in 1837. They killed Abraham Lincoln. They were the ones behind the Masons, and yet we don't have any evidence of that in our history books. Why? Why? Because there's a conspiracy. Now, John Wilkes Booth went to Ford's Theater and assassinated Abraham Lincoln. After the assassination, within minutes, Edwin Stanton showed up. He was Secretary of War, and he took control of the American government. He was not the most logical. He was the most logical one because they also wanted to kill Vice President Andrew Johnson, Secretary of State William Seward, and General Grant. Those four men. If those four men had been assassinated that night, as was the schedule, Edwin Stanton would have become President of the United States. And Stanton was a member of the Knights of the Gold Circle and of the Masonic Lodge. Isn't that interesting? Now, Stanton realized that the assassin would try to flee Washington, D.C. and get to the south. So there were eight roads leading out of Washington, D.C. Stanton sent troops down to blockade seven of the eight roads and missed the Navy Yard Bridge, which is the one that took you into Maryland, which is the road that John Wilkes Booth took to escape after the assassination. There was never an investigation into why Stanton just inadvertently missed the one that that Booth took for some strange reason. I wonder why. Because they were protecting the very assassins of Abraham Lincoln, including Edwin Stanton. Now, later on, they caught a man in the barn down in Maryland someplace. His name was not John Wilkes Booth. It was James William Boyd with the same initials. He was a Southern captain, and he was the man that was shot. There were four basic problems with the identity of Jesse James and Boyd that were later the body was later certified to be that of John Wilkes Booth by Edwin Stanton. He went down there and said, that's really the body of John Wilkes Booth, but it wasn't. It was James William Boyd. Booth had shaved his mustache off when he went to Dr. Mudd's house, and Boyd still had a mustache. Booth had injured his left leg when he jumped from the stage, from the balcony, the room that he was sitting in, Lincoln was sitting in, to watch the play. When he reached the stage, he broke his left ankle. Boyd had an injury in his right leg that caused him to limp, so they must have thought, well, people will confuse the two and think that that's Booth. The third thing was that the Booth was 26 and Boyd was in his 40s. And the last thing was that Boyd had reddish brown hair and Booth had stark black hair, and yet Stanton certified that the body was that of John Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth lived until 1903, 38 years after the assassination. Yet, he was poisoned by, guess who? Jesse James. Jesse James poisoned John Wilkes Booth. Jesse later became head of the Knights of the Golden Circle, which was the organization left after the Civil War. They were planning a second Civil War, which we'll cover in a minute. He had heard that John Wilkes Booth was becoming an alcoholic and repeating the evidence of the statement that he was indeed the real John Wilkes Booth. Jesse was sending John Wilkes Booth $300 a month to live on for his work as for killing the Abraham Lincoln. And so Jesse had to take him out, because John Wilkes Booth had taken a vow not to reveal the fact that he was, in truth, the real John Wilkes Booth. He went to Enid, Oklahoma, found John Wilkes Booth sleeping. He woke him up, made him drink orange juice laced with arsenic. And when he did that, it was so heavily laced, he made him drink two glasses of it, that it caused John Wilkes Booth to die. Jesse left. The landlord came up 3 or 4 days later, noticed that John Wilkes Booth had disappeared, hadn't seen him. He found him dead. He had become mummified by the arsenic. They didn't need to embalm him. So he sold the body to a man by the name of Bates. Bates, in turn, lent the body out or loaned it out or rented it out, whatever it was, and it toured the country, see the body of John Wilkes Booth. And in 1930... Life magazine did a story on this mummy and stated that doctors had examined it and they concluded it was the body of John Wilkes Booth. By the way, when John Wilkes Booth was found in Enid, Oklahoma, his brother and his nephew showed up to certify that it was indeed the body of John Wilkes Booth, living under an alias, in 1903. But history doesn't want to tell us the truth. Why? Because they're covering up a conspiracy in the Civil War.
All right. We got to take another break here. And the number for the Free American is 888-678-1444. Talking with Ralph Emerson. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right. We're back. And talking with Ralph Epperson. Ralph, let's get back to Jesse James and how he plays in all this. The how did he go from a supposedly an outlaw into a very wealthy member of Senate and a major player in this New World Order?
And well, the answer is very simple. It was the Knights of the Golden Circle. The Knights of the Golden Circle were funded by the European bankers to start the Civil War. And after the war was over, they planned a second Civil War. They didn't get what they wanted. Lincoln made sure there was no third central bank, and he was assassinated by the Knights of the Golden Circle, so they had to plan a second Civil War, and one of the ways to do that was to create the Ku Klux Klan. Now, isn't it interesting? They were created in 1867, by Nathan Bedford Forrest, a member of the Masonic Lodge. He was a general in the South, and he and Jesse James and Jefferson Davis and others, 14,000 members strong, started the KKK in 1867. Now,
wasn't the also the author of the what they call the Masonic Bible?
Albert Pike.
Huh?
Albert Pike, yes, he was. Albert Pike was involved. We're just going to say that. But let's go back to the KKK. Notice this, Clay. K is the 11th letter of the alphabet. So KKK would be 11 plus 11 plus 11. Isn't that interesting? It forms the number totals the number 33. KKK is 33. Isn't that interesting? Now, they had over $7 billion in gold ready to start the Second Civil War. The KKK was started to start revolution in the South, getting blacks against whites to start a Second Civil War. The North would intrude, and they would start it all over again to get the central bank. And, of course, it never came to fruition. The KKK couldn't stir up enough agitation, apparently, so they didn't have the Second Civil War. That money was buried by the Knights of the Golden Circle, and there are people today still looking for it. In fact, Robert Stack, on a program called Unsolved Mysteries, reported of a find of huge quantities of gold bullion in the White Sands National Monument. It wasn't the White Sands National Monument then. It was just land. And there was a rancher up there chasing a cow or something and felt a breeze coming from a hole in the ground. He walked in there, climbed in there, and found quantities, unlimited quantity of, he never did count it, of gold bullion in bars. And on top of the bars were jewelry and a crown. And Robert Stack, by the way, he never got this money. The rancher didn't get it. Somehow the government found out about it. And the government picked it up and transported all this money out and it put it in probably Fort Knox. And that might be the basis of the gold, at least some of the gold owned by the United States government. But anyway, Robert Stack wondered where did this gold come from? And he said there was only three possibilities: the Apaches, the Jesuits, or Emperor Maximilian's treasure. Now, why would the Apaches want to make a crown? There's no reason. Apaches don't have crowns in there. And secondly, they don't pour gold into bullion. The Jesuits might have done that, might have had a crown, but they don't make jewelry. The only one who, and he pointed out, Emperor Maximilian could have been the originator of this bullion. It was his treasure. Now, Jesse James reported that in 1867 or something like that, after the war was over, he and a bunch of others went south and brought Emperor Maximilian out of Mexico and brought him back to the United States so he could live. They didn't assassinate him, as we've been told, down in Mexico. Emperor Maximilian survived, and he probably lived for quite some time afterwards. So he brought the treasure north. They buried it in the White Sands area, now called the White Sands National Monument. The government got control of it, and that ended that. But there are reports of this gold being found all over the South and even in the West. A book was just written a short time ago claiming that the Lost Dutchman's mine up in around Phoenix in the Superstition Mountains was indeed a hoard or cache of this money, the Knights of the Golden Circle, and that's why there was a man assigned the job of making sure that nobody got it, and if you went looking for it in the Superstitions, you would end up dead. He would kill you. Well, I guess he and his survivors, because this kept went on for quite some time, they never did find it, as far as I know, ever find the Lost Dutchman mine, but they claimed it was the Knights of the Golden Circle. So the Second Civil War never came to pass. Jesse later became the head of that Knights, and he used that money to build a railroad between Los Angeles and Salt Lake City, as I pointed out. He used their money. It was the only privately financed railroad in the United States. All the other railroads were done with borrowed money. Jesse built a railroad without one penny of borrowed money. He got the money from the Knights of the Golden Circle. Jesse used that money to run for the Senate in 1901 in Montana, was elected, and sat in the Senate for one term, as I said, 1901 to 1907. So that's why I titled my book, Jesse James, United States Senator. And he also used that money in Montana to start copper mines. He became what they call a copper baron, and he became very wealthy and also got into the banking business.
All right. We'll fascinating history here that you've never seen before. We'll be right back with Ralph Epperson. You're listening to The Free American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
All right, we're back and we're talking with Ralph Epperson. Ralph, if all this secret societies, these members, isn't anybody working for the people? I mean, this whole country was set up. I say our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire. And so they did something to try to give freedom and liberty to the American people.
Well,
but that's been distorted over the last few years, and we're closer to the communist model than the liberty model. People like Jesse James... were they fighting for the people? Were they trying to? Is anybody working on our side? I guess is what I'm asking.
Clay, you mentioned that the founding fathers tried to set this nation up for the people. They didn't do that, and I would urge your listeners, if they can get to the internet and have high speed, to go to Google videos and type in America's Secret Destiny, and watch a 3-hour video that'll show you our founding fathers lied to us. They deceived us. The founding fathers set up the most powerful government ever envisioned by the mind of man. It's in the Constitution. Congress has unlimited power, totalitarian, despotic, tyrannical power, and it was given to them by our founding fathers in the Constitution in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Watch that. Be open, and I'll guarantee you, you'll discover our founding fathers deceived us, they lied to us, they cheated us. And that's the tragic part about our past. America's Secret Destiny. It's 3 hours long, free, no cost. You can make copies of it, get it out. It's got over 1,000 or couple thousand slides in it. It'll be devastating, but you watch it. Be open. Watch it all the way through, and you're going to agree with me that our founding fathers deceived us. They were evil men, not good men. They were evil men, all of them. I can't find anyone who objected. There is some thought that maybe Thomas Paine did. He might have been the only one, and he left the country, I guess. Or Patrick Henry, one of them, left the country. I think it was Thomas Paine, and because in protest, and that was it. And they wrote it into the Constitution. Understand this, Clay. The Constitution says delegated powers. The Tenth Amendment, those powers not delegated. So the remain, delegated to the Congress shall remain with the states or the people. The Tenth Amendment, it talks about delegated powers. Madison wrote that the powers were few and defined. He's the man that wrote the Constitution, which means if you don't have the defined power, the delegated power, you don't have it. The Tenth Amendment says, if we didn't give it to you, you don't have it. Now, where does Hillary have the power to suggest a socialized medicine program? Where did our founding fathers envision that? Where did they delegate that power? Secondly, where's the power to fund stem cell research? Where did our founding fathers envision that? They couldn't have even conceived of such a thing. The Hubble Space Telescope is orbiting the Earth with taxpayers' money. Where did the founding fathers envision that? It's not delegated. They don't have the power. And I would urge you to watch that video. It'll blow your mind. But I'm telling you, that's where we are. This nation was set up to fail by our founding fathers.
Well, that's certainly a different viewpoint than I've ever been able to get out of that, Ralph.
I'm telling you, Clay, we have been conned. And you and I and all of us who have a Socialist Security Card number have voluntarily become a citizen of the most powerful, despotic, tyrannical government in the history of the world. No other government ever that I know of ever took it and put it down in writing and then used everything constitutionally. They've got the constitutional power to do whatever they jolly well want to, including the abolishment of the Constitution. That's what they've done.
Well, on my film, The True Face of FEMA, where we filmed the first Homeland Security meeting, Colonel John Brinkerhoff is telling law enforcement that we don't need to abolish posse comitatus, that the president and the Congress can order troops into the street at any time.
By the way, it's interesting, the posse comitatus law was written only a couple of years after the Pinkertons threw that government bomb in to kill Archie Samuel and blow off the arm of Zerelda James. And it was probably a result of the American people getting angry enough to realize that that was not something that they wanted our government to do. But now you're saying it's been abolished, and that's probably possible.
That puts a very different light on everything that we're kind of clinging to. I've been pushing Ron Paul as president because I felt like he was standing up for the Constitution. And talking about the central bankers and talking about the money supply and talking about bringing troops back from, 100 some odd countries. But if the Constitution, as you put it, is a lie, then we can't put anybody in there and we can't do anything in this country to change the banker's hold on us.
I'll tell you, Clay, in my little booklet called The UCC Connection, I talk about a man by the name of Howard Freeman, who gave a speech years ago. He's now gone. But Freeman tried to warn us because he found out that the Constitution was declared null and void after Roosevelt told the judges of this nation, You are to take silent judicial notice of the fact that America is bankrupt and we are no longer to abide by the Constitution, but abide by the Uniform Commercial Code. This is a matter now of proof. Freeman found it out from a retired federal judge who was at that time a retired state Supreme Court judge in his home state of Montana. He told him the story about how he and all the other federal judges had been called together and told by Franklin Roosevelt himself, the Constitution is null and void. It will be declared in a lawsuit coming up very soon, but you are to take silent judicial notice of the fact the Constitution doesn't exist anymore. I'm telling you, we need to know the truth about our past. Our founding fathers nailed us to the wall. They were, if I had the power to go back, I've said this probably 1,000 times, if I had the power to go back in time travel, I'd walk into that room and spit in their faces. I said, Adolf Hitler told the people of Germany in his book, Mein Kampf, what he was going to do. They didn't listen. You men are not telling us what you're doing to us, and you're deceiving us with lies and fancy words, and you're conning us, and that's a despicable act. Why don't you come out and tell the American people what you're doing? And, of course, they wouldn't let you do it. That's why they had to do it that way. And the majority of those men who wrote the Declaration and the Constitution, guess what? Were members of the Masonic Lodge. This whole nation's a cult, including the name America. We were not named after Amerigo Vespucci. We've been lied to. I won't tell you.
Know, Ralph, for 10 years I've been reporting on what's happening, the directions they're going, and I've been pretty accurate in telling what they want to do and what they want to accomplish. But, I keep trying to find answers. And if the Constitution is written the way that you say it is, and for the purposes that you say it is, where are our answers? Do we have any answers?
I'll tell you, Clay, it's really, I don't know that Ron Paul knows the truth. I don't know that. He might very well have just decided, I can't tell the American people yet, but if I ever become president then, I don't know. I would say this, I'll just say Ron Paul, if he's elected, it's going to be, I'll just leave it at that.
Kennedy, Lincoln, to change the control of the central bank on our money supply, they've been murdered.
By the way, that was not the reason John Kennedy was killed, Clay. I am not convinced. I have one of those United States notes in my own personal inventory. I found one, or someone sold it to me, a lady that had one from her father or something. She didn't want it anymore, so I bought it from her for face value. It's a $2 bill, as I remember, called United States Notes, issued by John Kennedy. But he did not issue that money. This is my opinion. I can't prove it. But I believe Douglas Dillon did, who was the head of the Treasury Department. And they did that to convince the bankers of this nation that John Kennedy was a loose cannon. I don't think John Kennedy knew anything about that money.
Wait, you have two callers holding?
Okay, who do we have?
First one is George in Florida.
Okay. All right, let's take a couple of calls, Ralph. We got George in Florida. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, it's searching back in the microfiche. It's speaking about FDR back in 1933. By the way, FDR cannot make the Constitution null and void. He ain't got the power.
I didn't say he did.
Well,
I said the Supreme Court did.
Well, the Supreme Court ain't got the power either.
Well, they've done it. It's called the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins case. You can read it yourself. If you want the citation, call me after the program. I'll give it to you. You can read it yourself.
Yes. If I was reading back in my microfiche, I found out that the county sheriff, back in 1933, when they were going to come take the gold, when the government was going to come take the gold, and they signed an executive order, that our sheriff would not let the federal government come in and take the people's gold out of the safety deposit box. I found out the sheriff would not allow them in.
Well, that's intriguing. They claim that the sheriff's got more power than almost anybody, but I'm telling you, it was done. According to this retired state Supreme Court justice, he said that in 1935, Roosevelt called all of the federal judges together and told them, I'm your boss, because they know that they were appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. He said, you are the bankers. Well, wait, let's go back. 1933, as you pointed out, we failed. We notified the world that we were no longer going to redeem the paper money with gold as it was required by the contract itself. Payable on demand to the bearer, $1 in gold for a gold certificate. We're no longer going to redeem that, according to the Roosevelt. He said that the bankers who own the national debt have declared us bankrupt, and you are to take silent judicial notice of the fact that we're bankrupt and living under the Uniform Commercial Code and not the Constitution until the 1938 decision of the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, which officially declared the Constitution was null and void.
All right.
It's all covered in my UCC connection. May I give out my website?
Absolutely, and your number, Ralph.
If you want to call me and talk about this or get this information, first of all, go to my website, ralph-epperson.com, Ralph-Epperson with two P's. E is in Edward, PPERSON.com. And you can get this material and read for yourself. If you want to do it for free, go to America's Secret Destiny in Google videos, type it in and watch it. It's in two parts. Make sure you watch both parts. And I'm telling you, wait till you see how badly we've been deceived. It's preposterous what they've done to us.
All right, George, thank you for your call, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, and we've got another guest on. Come on up and tell me your name.
Bob in Texas.
Hello, Bob.
Good morning, Clay. Good morning, Ralph.
Morning.
Hey, Ralph, I'll back you up on the Erie case. You're exactly right. They did away with the common law. I wanted to ask you, because I know you've done a lot of research, in the initial building of this country, when Washington went to Haim Salomon to borrow money, Salomon was tied in with the Rothschilds as well as Robert Morris. And I'm wondering, have you ever seen any evidence that debt was paid back? And have we been indebted without knowing it to the Rothschilds since the very beginning?
Well, please understand, it's not just the Rothschilds. This thing is far bigger than them. There's other bankers who are far more secret. In my humble opinion, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are all supposed to be the mud gatherers. They're the ones we're supposed to throw stones at and accuse them, and they don't own it. When J.P. Morgan died, he was one of the wealthiest men in the world. His estate was only worth $24 million, and the reason I believe when he died, he didn't own all this stuff. It was owned by the bankers over him that are secret, the other bankers who control the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. We're supposed to throw stones at them and not understand there are other banking fraternities that are older, longer, bigger, and more secretive than the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
Well, can I ask you another question, Ralph?
Yes.
In the initial setup of the country, when they ceded the property to establish Washington, D.C., they got it from the Carroll family, and they were Jesuits.
Okay.
Okay, now, I don't think you can actually define who these people really are, other than I think they even go all the way back to Babylon. Because you've got Jesuits, you've got Jews, and you've got Masonics, and they're all at the upper levels of controlling the whole world.
Go ahead.
It just appears to me that they all fell out of the Tower of Babel and spread out across the earth and have been in control ever since.
My third book is entitled Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. Understand this. This conspiracy is 6,000 years old. It only has one motive, one purpose, and that is the destruction of Christianity, period. And when you read my book, you'll find the documentation of that. That means they've infiltrated every layer of our society. It's not just the Jews. It's not just the Masons. It's not just the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, not the bankers. It's all of them. They control it all through a group called the Great White Brotherhood. That is the controlling group of the entire conspiracy. And we know this so far. They're in Tibet. There's nine of them. One of the evidences there are nine in control of this whole process is on the back of our dollar bill. When you flip it over, you look at the eagle. The eagle is the United States. It's controlled by the artist drew nine tail feathers on the eagle. Notice they're white because the eagle has white tail feathers. A real eagle has 11 or 12, depending on its age, I guess, but it's got more than nine. So that I'm doing this so quickly, I'm sorry. The tail feathers control the flight of the real bird. And so symbolically, these tail feathers control the flight of America, meaning the eagle. And there's only nine of them. And it's because there's nine in the Great White Brotherhood, and they run the entire conspiracy worldwide and have done so for 6,000 years.
All right. Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you. Again, thank you for your call. And the number here at the Free American is 888-678-1444. And Ralph, we'll get your number here when we come back. We got a few more minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, and my guest is Ralph Epperson. Ralph, you want to give your phone number up?
Yeah, please. I would, if anyone wants to talk to me about this or call about a catalog or my books or my website or whatever, if I have an 800 number, you can call. I'll pay for the call. It's 800-422-3888. 800-422-3888. Now, I've got to leave the house here as soon as I get finished with this thing, so I won't be able to take your call, but leave your message on my recorder, and I'll get back to you.
All right. When you get back into where you can talk, Ralph, I'd like for you to give me a call.
Okay, so I got your number on my caller ID. Okay, we'll talk. If I may, can I tell one more quick story?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
General George Custer was murdered by this conspiracy. Jesse James killed General George Custer. I found this out after I read finished my book. Jesse claimed that he was up at the Little Bighorn handing out repeating rifles, over 3,000 of them, to the Indians. They gave General Custer bad information. General Custer raced down there with 276 men with the Springfield rifle, which was a single shot, one at a time. Takes about 5 seconds to reload it. The reason was apparently Custer was also illuminated, but they didn't want him to run for the presidency, so they made sure that he was taken out by the Indians, and Rutherford B. Hayes was elected, and Rutherford B. Hayes was also illuminated. He's been shown giving the sign. He's been illuminated. I can't find the evidence he's a Mason, but he was at least illuminated. And one of the things that Rutherford B. Hayes did, one term only, was he reinstituted the Silver Species Redemption Act, which means they were taking the greenback dollar, which was created by Lincoln to have no gold or silver behind it. They created an act to make sure that only the bankers could get gold or silver for their greenback dollars. Isn't that interesting? The American people couldn't do that, and they wanted to make sure that General Custer not be elected president, but that Rutherford B. Hayes would be elected. Isn't that interesting? Another little sidelight of our story, our past, that we've not been told the truth about.
Yeah. You say this, the whole plan has been the destruction of Christianity.
Yes, amen, that's it.
Why, what was it about Christianity that was such a threat to this order?
See, you've got to understand, Clay, this conspiracy is Luciferian in its basic purpose. It's been Luciferic for 6,000 years. Lucifer's job is to replace God and Jesus on this earth. Well, where did we get morality from? We got it. Notice this, Clay. Every civilization around the world has a family. Where'd that come from? We don't have to have families, but they all do. Why? They all basically punish murder. They all basically punish thievery because of the Ten Commandments, the teaching of God. If you want to read this whole story in its entirety, my third book is entitled Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. It'll take you through this for you can understand what this new world order is and why it's Luciferic. This whole conspiracy only has one purpose. It's not to to give the bankers money. It's to destroy Christianity and create the New World Order.
All right. Ralph Epperson, thank you very much. I'll be waiting to speak to you off the air when you get back.
Okay, good enough, Clay. Thanks
all
very
right.
much. It was my pleasure.
Folks, my number here is 888-678-1444.
With recent internet.